The Parshas Toldos. The first pasuk starts off, V'yele Toldos Yitzchok ben Avraham, Avraham Hoyledes Yitzchok. And Rashi says, when the pasuk says, V'yele Toldos Yitzchok, these are the Toldos, the children of Yitzchok. So Rashi says, really what it means is, Yaakov V'Esav Ha'amurim B'Parsha. That it goes on Yaakov and Esav, the two children of Yitzchok, that the Parsha will talk about. So the question is, what is Rashi teaching us? Like Pshita, we know this, that the Toldos of Yitzchok is Yaakov and Esav. What is Rashi coming to answer? So some of Rashi want to say that it starts off with V'Ela, with a Vav. Now usually we know whenever it says a V'Ela, it's Moisif Alo Rishonim. It adds on to what it said before. If it just says Ela, it's starting something new. But when it says the V'Ela, it's being Moisif Alo Rishon, it's adding on to what we said before. So the question is, what does the Toldos of Yitzchok now have to do with the Parsha before? The Chur before, we spoke about Avraham Avinu, that he had Yitzchok and he had Yishmael, and the end of the Parsha Taka was talking about again, that Avraham took back Keturah, took back Hagar, and he had even more children. So the end of the Parsha talks about V'ela Toldos Yishmael, spoke about the children of Yishmael ben Avraham. So what is the V'ela now, the Vav being Meisef Alinyin Rishon? So some want to say that Pshat from Rashi is answering this by saying that Yitzchak also had two children. Yitzchak had Yaakov and Esav. Now Yaakov was the Tzaddik and Esav was the Rasha. And that's the same thing that happened to Avraham Avinu also. Avraham had two children. Avraham had Yishmael and then he had Yitzchak. Yishmael remained the Rasha even though at the end he did Tshuva. But Yitzchak, he was the one that was a Tzaddik. He was the Hamshach of Klal Yisrael. So Rashi means here now, V'Ela Toldos. This is like a continuation of Avraham Avinu, the parasha before. The continuation is that Yitzchak also had two children, a Yaakov and an Esav. One was a Tzaddik and one was a Rasha. And then Rashi explains how Murim B'Parsha means even though it doesn't say it right now, but since it talks about it soon in this parasha, that's considered here. So what the pasuk is teaching us is that V'Ela Toldos Yitzchok, that these were the continuation, the children of Yitzchok, just like happened by his father. And the Pshat Mefarshim want to say is that when a tzaddik like Avraham Avinu had a Yishmael first, because the Pshat is that Avraham Avinu came from Terach, and it was a shervish of Ra in him, so the bad he gave off into this Rosh, into the Yishmael. But all the Toiv went into Yitzchok. Now when Yitzchak had two children, even though Yitzchak was a little bit more pure already, but he was not completely pure yet, he also had still a little bit pseilus in him, that his pseilus went into Esav. But Yaakov that came out, he was pure, and that's why when Yaakov Avinu had his children, he had the Yud Beis Shvatim, there was no pseilus, they were kula l'tayv. Now, also in the first pasuk, the question is, like, what does it have to say that Avraham Hoyledes es Yitzchok? We know that before. Like, now we're starting to talk now about the Toldos of Yitzchok. So what does it have to end off with that Avraham Hoyledes Yitzchok? So some of the Kliyaka want to say that the Pshat is, like Rashi brings down later, that Rivka was an Akora, she couldn't have children. So they both started to daven to Hashem. So Yitzchak daven to Hashem, and Rivka daven to Hashem. And the Pasuk says, though, that Vayetar Yitzchak l'Hashem Alecha Chishta ki Akorhi, V'yayose Loi Hashem, Hashem answered him. And it says, Loi to him, so Rashi brings down that Hashem answered Yitzchak, and Mashma not because of Rivka's tefillah. And Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Yevamis that says that Shein Adoima tefillas tzaddik ben tzaddik le tefillas tzaddik ben Rosha. Lafikach loy v'loylo. That's why Hashem listened to him, to Yitzchak, because he was a tzaddik ben tzaddik. Mashen kein Rivka, she was not a tzaddik ben tzaddik. Therefore Hashem did not listen to her. So it comes out, it's very good, the first pasuk, that V'Ela Toldos Yitzchok, these were like the children of Yitzchok ben Avraham. Now how come Yitzchok had children? His wife was an Akara, she couldn't have children, was because he davened to Hashem. Now how come Hashem listened to the tefillah of Yitzchok? That was because Avraham Hoyledes Yitzchok. Because Yitzchok's father was Avraham, he was a tzaddik. So it comes out Yitzchok the tzaddik was the son of the tzaddik, that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu listened to his tefillah. So that's why he was able to have children, because he was a tzaddik, a ben tzaddik. Now, really, on this Gemara in Yevamos, really, it's like it's a question, like, how come Hashem didn't listen to Rivka? But the next postik says, Vayihi Yitzchok ben Aboyim Shono, Pekachto Yesrifko bas Besuel Harami, Mi Paden Aram, Achois Lovin Harami Lelisha. So postik says clearly again, who did Yitzchok marry? He married Rivka, which was the bas Besuel Harami. She came from Paden Aram, and she was Achois Lovin, she was a sister of Lovin Harami. So Rashi speaks out here, like, why does he have to repeat itself again? We know all this already. So Rashi says, like, it's common to say the shvach, the praise of Rivka, that even though she was the daughter of a Rasha, and her brother was a Rasha, and she came from a place where all the people there were Rishayim, and still she did not learn from them, I say him, she didn't learn to do bad from them, that's a tremendous shvach, a tremendous praise. So it comes out that the fact that she had a mishpach of Rishoyim, it's only a tremendous praise to her that she was still a tzaddikus. So how come the Gemara in Yevamah says that Hashem did not listen to her tefillah, but rather to Yitzchak's tefillah, because he was like a tzaddik ben tzaddik? But of course it's a tremendous midah to be a tzaddik ben rosh, like to be a baal tshuva. So some want to say that there's a Gemara in Brochus that says that Yerchon Mitzakai, when his son became sick, he went to his Talmud to daven for him. And it worked. And his wife came to ask him, as the pshat, is your Talmud greater than you? Like, how come you didn't daven to Hashem for your own son? And he answered back to say, there's a need of, I'm like a sar lefnei hamelech, and he's like an evet lefnei hamelech. In other words, true of Yerchon Mitzakai was greater, but he's like a sar, he's like a prince. A prince, still, before you come into the king, you still have to have permission. You can't just walk in whenever you want. But an Eved is the pshat, is like the slave, the servant there. He's there by the king the whole time. He could just come in whenever he wants to talk to the king. So there's such a mid of being an Eved, lefnei Hashem. So good be here also for this tefillah, for the reason to come in to daven to Hashem. Hashem should listen to you any time. There's a special mid of being like an Eved lefnei Hashem. So Tzadik ben Tzadik, since it was close, because of his father even, that's like an Eved lefnei Hashem. Here Hashem listened to his tefillah more than the tefillah of Rivka, even though she was also a tremendous madrega of legeda, like a balas tshuva, of not learning from the Ra, but staying with the Tov. Then Apostle Chofalofet says that Vayeta Yitzchak LaHashem Olechas Ishtoi Ki Akorihi, that Yitzchak davened to Hashem because of his wife, because she was in Akorah, she couldn't have children. And then it says Vayosel LaHashem Atariv Ki Ishtoi. So the Rabbeinu Bechai is medayik. How come the Apostle doesn't first say that she was in Akorah? Like, first it should have said the reason why he's davening to Hashem, and then he's davening that his wife should have children. But rather, the Pasuk starts off right away that Vayeta Yitzchak Hashem, Yitzchak started to daven to Hashem right away. So he says, here there's the Pshat Wheel in the famous Medrash that says that Mifnei Ma Nisakru Himois, how come the mothers were Akaras, couldn't have children? Mifnei Shakodesh Baruch Hu Misavet Letfilosin Shal Tzadikim. That Akodesh Baruch Hu has love and is waiting for the Tfilah of the Tzadikim. So it comes out the reason why she was an Akara was because Hashem wanted to hear their Tfilas. So the main thing was their tefillah. The tefillah, the secondary, was the fact that she was in Akorah. But she was only in Akorah because Hashem wanted them to daven to him. So therefore it says the vayeta, the tefillah first, because that was the main thing. And also the Rabbeinu Bechaya says, we'll learn out from here how great the koyach of tefillah is, that it could change over a teva. Even though they were born to be Akoras, they were born not to have children, through their tefillah, through their davening to Hashem, Hashem changed it over and gave her a womb that she was able to have a child. And also that's this Lashon, it says Vayayotzer here, it doesn't say Lashon of Vayispalel or Vayizak, but rather this Vayayotzer, which is the Gemara in Babaka, what the Gemara in Sukkah says, that Lama Nimshalot Tfilosan Shot Tzadikim Loser, why is the tefillah daimed to like a pitchfork? That Ma also said, just like this pitchfork, Mahapech Hagurin Hazem Imokam Lamokam, you could turn over the wheat like, or the hay, from one place to another place. Is Kach Tfilosin Shal Tzadike Mishapeches, Daitesh Lakorish Borchum, Mimides Achzorius, Lemides Rachmonius. That the tefillah of tzaddikim helps so much to change over HaKadosh Baruch Hu's moods, that even though in the midah of achzorius he has a gzar din of ra to give to us, still that tefillah could help to change it over, to bring it into the midah of rachmonis. So there's a tremendous limit here, that the tefillah was the main thing here, and the akar was only a sibah reason why they went to daven. Then in Posuk Chof Chesed says that Vayehav Yitzchok es Esav, that Yitzchok loved Esav, ki tzayid befiv, because what he caught was in his mouth. V'rivka oyheves es Yaakov, but Rivka, she loved Yaakov. Now exactly what does it mean, ki tzayid befiv? So Rashi brings down two pshatim. First Rashi says, ki taguman, the targum says, befiv shel Yitzchok, in the mouth of Yitzchok. So Pasha, that means because he hunted food for Yitzchak, since he gave food for Yitzchak to eat, that's why Yitzchak loved Esav. Second Pshat Rashi says, means bepiv shel Esav, in the mouth of Esav. That means shahiyut sad Esav merameyo bedvorov. Esav was fooling his father. Like it's brought down, he used to ask his father, do I have to take off Maisa from salt? So he fooled his father. But Rashi's first Pshat is, ki tzayin bepiv means in the piv of Yitzchak. Now, Stam, you have to understand, how come Yitzchak loved Esav? For what purpose did Yitzchak love Esav? It's hard to say that really he didn't realize that Yaakov was the tzaddik and Esav wasn't such a tzaddik. How come the Pasuk says, Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav, that Yitzchak loved Esav? Now, some of our Shimon explained really like this. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, that the Gemara in Shabbos on the Peites says, that Omru Chachamenu, the Chum said, Ki losed lover yifna kodesh baruch lecholechad minavis v'yayim alayim. That losed lover, when it comes to the end of the gula, the end of the golus, like Hashem is going to ask the three of us, Bonecha chotu, your children are doing chatoyim, I'll come and save them. So the Gemara says that Avram v'Yakov yirmu, Avram Avinu and Yaakov Avinu answered back to Hashem and says to Hashem, in chotu, if Klai Yisrael are doing chatoyim, yavoyu alonchem, they have to receive their punishment. Is Yimchu Akdusha Shemecha, like wipe them out because of Kdusha Hashem. Avo Yitzchok, but the Gemara says when Hashem came to Yitzchok, Yitzchok Yaschil Lachshav Cheshbonis V'Yachiyach. Yitzchok started to taina, to ask back to Hashem, let the fleas save Klai Yisrael. Ad kama puotim v'yafosim heim chatoyim shelbonov v'yamut save aleim. That listen, they're still your children, you have to have rachmonis on them. So it comes out that Yitzchak Avinu, he was the one that was Narzmatzel, saved Klai Yisrael. So really you have to understand this, how come Yitzchak was the one to save him? Really Yitzchak's Mida was Gevurah, was Yira. Vashenke and Avram Avinu's Mida was Chesed, and now Yaakov Avinu's Mida was Emes. How come they didn't come to save Klai Yisrael? So Mashman the Pshat could be that Avram Avinu and Yaakov, they held no, if Klai Yisrael do Chatoyim, they deserve to get the punishment. The punishment will be at Kapora for them. However, Yitzchak, the Pshat is here in the Pasuk, it says that Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav, that Yitzchak loved Esav. So the Pshat is that Yitzchak says a taina back to Hashem, like, listen, me myself, I loved my son Esav, even though he was a Rasha, even though he was doing Ra, still I loved him. So the Pshat is because he's my son, and my son, I had Rachmanis on him, and therefore I forgave him for whatever he did. So like Yitzchak Tainas back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same way I did to my son Esav, that's the way Hashem should do to Klai Yisrael. That even if Klai Yisrael Adun Chatoyim, still have Rachmanis, have mercy upon them and don't wipe them out. So this is the first one we learn, that's the Pshat in this Pasuk, that Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav, that Yitzchak Avinu loved Esav, ki tzayit befiv. The Rashi says it means befiv shall Yitzchak. That Yitzchak is going to have a taina back to Hashem now, like not to wipe out Klai Yisrael even if they do chatoyim. Because just like I am loving my son Esav now, the same way Hashem should love Klai Yisrael even though they are doing chatoyim. Now in this pasuk, the Shlo is medayik like, by Yitzchak it says, Vayehav Yitzchak as Esav, a lotion in the past, like Yitzchak loved Esav. But at the end of Rivka oyheves as Yaakov. But Rivka right now, Loshen Hoiva, right now, present tense, she is loving Yaakov. And the Pshat is because that Yitzchak loved Esav, the Pshat was, it could be, that at the beginning it was a nikri, he couldn't tell how bad he really was. So therefore the love started at the beginning. But the longer he got to know him, the longer they were together, the love didn't build up more and more and more and more. It was just the love he had it from before. Mashen came by Rivka, when Rivka went to love Yaakov, the Pshat is every single day, there's a new reason why to love Yaakov. It's called the present tense. In other words, Yaakov the Tzaddik was doing Maisim Tovim and Mitzvahs, therefore there's a reason now every single day to go to love your son. And really there's a Medrash here at the beginning of this parasha, on the first pasuk of Yehi Letoldos Yitzchak, So the Medrash brings down a pasuk in Mishlei that the pasuk says, "Gil Yogil Avi Tzadik," like the father of a tzaddik should be very happy. Gil Yogil, a double lashon of simcha, and Yerlid Chacham Yismach Bay. When the Chacham gives birth, when he gives birth to a Chacham Yismach Bay, he should be happy. So really, the Guru explains like what's the difference between the lashon of Gila and the lashon of simcha. So he says Gila is a lashon that happens often. Tamidi, a happiness that comes often, you always have this happiness, that's lashon of gil, yogil. Bashenkin, simcha is for something, a special occasion, is called a simcha. So pshat here is that when you first give birth to your son, that's a special occasion, that's called simcha. However, really like the Satan Rebbe explains like this, that Mashenki, when you first have a son, it's a tremendous simcha, but the simcha is not nigma, it's not finished. Like, you don't know if he's going to turn out to be a good son or a bad son. But later on, when the son grows up and does mitzvahs, does ma'isim tovim, that you see you have a good son, then like it's a double simcha to you. It's a simcha that not only you have a son, but you have a son that's on the right way, the right derech. So that's what the pasuk means, gil yogil avi tzadik. The father of a tzaddik should gil yogil, always be happy. Like the Gros says, a tamidis, you'll always be happy if you have a son that's doing the right things, doing mitzvahs, a ma'isim tovim, you'll always be happy with him. So it comes out here also that by Rivka, it says, V'rivka oy heves es Yaakov. A lot like in the present tense, she is loving Yaakov now like every single second, there's a reason to love him. If you have a tzaddik, if you have somebody, a child that does ma'isim tovim, so it's like a double simcha. There's a reason every second now to continue, love him. Then the pasuk says that Vayozid Yaakov Nozid, that Yaakov was making like the beans. Vayovu Esav min Asad v'uoyif. Esav came home and Esav was tired. And Vayomer Esav al Yaakov haliteini no, like please pour me min odom odom azeh from this red stuff. Ki yoyif unachem, very tired. Hakein korosh shmo yedom, therefore they call this food edom. So the question is, if what Yaakov really was making, like Rashi says, was adoshim, like lentils, if so, like how come Esav didn't ask directly for the food? How come he just called it, the pasuk emphasizes, minodom odom azeh, like this red thing, and therefore it says, hakein korosh shmo yedom, therefore when the Ramban learns it goes on the food, that's why they called the food edom. And what's this lashon of haliteini, like pour it down my mouth? And Rashi says, "Eftach piv, open up my mouth, who shvoich harba toich, and throw a lot down to me." Like, how come he spoke like this? Why didn't he say lashon of achili, once eat it? Like that, this is not the way you enjoy food. We know to enjoy food, you have to chew it, you have to swallow it, you have to eat it nicely. What's this lashon that Esav? True, he was hungry, but what's this lashon of haliteini no? And Rashi says it just means like pour it down my mouth. So the Beis Levi wants to explain like this. That really we know, like Rashi says, that the reason why Yaakov was making these adoshim, these lentils, was because today was the day that Yitzchak was niftar. And therefore, like, Yaakov was like sitting shiva. And we know after the akvura, you have a sudis havroa, that you're supposed to eat adoshim, you're supposed to eat the novel, eat things that are around. That like we eat an egg or a bagel, it shows like the whole world is a round world, a galgal achoizer. So Yaakov Avinu was sitting down now like an oval and eating these adoshim. Now Esav came in, and Esav wasn't Isaac in the Kfura. Esav wasn't Isaac in the Avelis of Yitzchak. So really now Esav felt a little bit bad. Like Esav figured, like, how could I go sit down now and worry about eating? I'm so, yeah, like a chazer now, if Yaakov is sitting down to sit shiva for our father. So therefore Esav did not want to look at the type of food it is. He didn't say, give me from the Yadoshim. Because if he would have said that, then he would have realized, like you realize it's a food of an ovil, what are you doing running around? You should also be sitting down and being an ovil. So therefore, Esav like tried to overlook the type of food, and rather just said, haliteini no mino odom odom azeh, please pour me in this red stuff here. Because by pouring it, he won't be able to have to look in the food itself. Whereas if you were to start to take a spoon and start to eat from it, and when you pick up the food, you would see what it is, and if you'd see it's adoshim, so Esav would also have to sit down like in Sechiva. So that's why the Torah explains and elaborates here, that just says, Esav HaRosha, all he did was, haliteini no, like, please pour it down my mouth, I shouldn't even have to look at the food, and give me this red stuff. So it was also part of the rishis of Esav. And we know that Yaakov answered back and said, sell me today your Bechora. If you sell me the Bechora, I'll give you the food. And that's what happened, that Esav sold the Bechora to Yaakov. And therefore it says, the Yaakov nosan li Esav lechem unizid adoshim vayochal yeyed vayesh and drank. Vayokam v'yelech, he got up and he went away. And the Pasuk ends off, vayivez Esav as the Bechora. That Esav despised the Bechora. That was the chet of Esav, that he despised it. Now, exactly what type of a mechira, how the sale went through, some of Farshim learned that this food that Yaakov gave was not really the payment for the Bechira. Really, Yaakov paid Esav a lot of money for the Bechira. This was just like his oris, like a suda for the sale. But really, the sale was that Esav figured he doesn't need any ruchnis. He's only going to live on this world, he's going to die, he doesn't need ruchnis. He was only worried about Olam Hazeh. Therefore, he was willing to sell the Bechor, which is an Indian of Ruchnius. And that's why right now Esav did not have any complaints against Yaakov, because Esav did not want the Bechorah. However, later on, by the Brochus, when Esav heard that Yitzchak gave a Brocha to Yaakov, and the Brochus was of Olam Hazeh, the Brochus was of Yitzchak L'cholakim Ital HaShemayim, that Yitzchak gave the Brochus of Olam Hazeh to Esav. That's later when Esav got so frightened, and then Esav said that Yaakov gypped me twice. Then he first realized that he gypped him by the Bechor. That he said, then you tricked me twice, that you took away my Brocha, and you also took away the Bechor from me. Like, how come all of a sudden later on Esav was worried about the Bechor? Right now it's Mashmi, he sold it, and he was happy with the sale. But the pshat is like this. That Esav like figured he's selling now to Yaakov a sale. You give me the whole Olam Hazeh, you give me all the enjoyment of this world, and I'll sell to you the enjoyment of the next world, the Ruchnius. So that was a good sale. Esav was happy with that. But later on, Bishas the Brocha, when Yitzchak gave the Brocha to Yaakov, and it was a Brocha of enjoying this world, so it comes out that now Esav felt bad that he sold the Bechor. Like he said, that sale wasn't a good sale. That sale was that I get Olam Hazeh, I get this world enjoyment here, and you get the Ruchnius. So if you're going to take the brachas of this world of Olam Hazeh, it's like you're taking both away from me. You're taking Olam Hazeh and you're taking the Ruchnius. So therefore later on, Esav woke up to say, like Yaakov, you tricked me twice. You took away the Bechor, and you're not giving me the Olam Hazeh. If you're also keeping the Olam Hazeh, then the sale is no good. So then Esav felt bad why Yaakov did these two things to him. Now, the Gemara in Bava Basra says that on this day, Esav did five big averis. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Chomesh averis ovar oisa rosha b'yemhu. Five big averis Esav did this day. Bo'a Nara Hamarosa. He lived with a lady that had kedushin with a man. She's a Nara Hamarosa. She didn't live with a husband yet, but Esav went a chapter and lived with her first. Secondly, Bohorages HaNefesh. Esav killed somebody that day. Third, v'kofar b'tchias ha-mesim. He denied tchias ha-mesim. V'kofar b'yikr. He denied Hashem. V'shot esbah ha-bchor. He also sold the b'chor. He was mevazah the b'chor. These are the five averis that Esav did this one day. And the famous question is, these are five big averis. So how come the Pasuk here only picks on one avera that Esav did, and the Pasuk says, Vayiveis Esav es ha-bchorah. He despised the Bechorah. Like, why didn't it talk about the other four averis? The Chura, those averis were much bigger than this one avera here of Vayiveis es ha-bchorah. The Seyavah from Baron Kotler Zatzal wants to say like this, that this is saying the reason why Esav went to do all those big averis. Like, to do the big averis really was nothing. Because it was a vayiveis. Like Esav despised anything to do with Ruchnius. He was not machshavah, he didn't think of it as anything. If you don't think it's anything, then there's nothing why Esav like did all these averis. Ruchnius, like Hashem, means nothing to him. But how do we see all this? In this instance of vayiveis Esav as a bechara. Like here he went to sell his Ruchnius to Yaakov for Olam Hazeh, for Cholent, for beans, as if to say to him the Ruchnius means nothing. So that's the worst type of a chet you could do. If you just make away with all the ruchnis, if it means nothing, that's the worst thing. If you hold Ruchnius means something, you do mitzvahs. Just sometimes you do an avera, okay? You can't give in. Your yetzer is too strong. You have to give in to him sometimes. But here, Esav, the terrorist, saying this is the worst thing that you know.
That he just despised the Ruchnius. It meant nothing to him. Therefore, he sold it, and that's the reason why he came to do all the other five, the other big four averas. Now the Das Ken Balatoysis brings down here. He says v'nimtza b'sefer Reb Yehuda Achosid. That mikan atolomer, from here we learn out shim yesh biyad rosha sefer Torah a mitzvah acheres. If a rosha is holding on to a sefer Torah or another mitzvah, let's say like tefillin, the muta letzadik leremoisay v'litle memenu. A tzadik has the right to fool him, to make ramois here, to fool the rosha in order to get away that sefer Torah, that tefillin. In other words, by being by the Rosh, it's just going to ruin it. It's just going to be Mavaza, the Divrei Shebekdusha. So therefore, the Tzaddik has the right even to fool the Rosh to get it away. Because that's really what Yaakov did over here. Yaakov really fooled Esav in order to take away the Bechira. So you see, you're allowed to do this. And really, maybe this could be the Pshat later on, even by the Brochus also. That later by the Brochus, when Yitzchak woke up and found out that it was really Yaakov that took the bracha, and Esav now is coming the second time and asking him, give me a bracha also. It says a lashon that Yitzchak Avinu first started to cry, but then he ended off and said, Gam Baruch Yeh. He said a lashon that no, that Lamaisa Yaakov should keep the brachas. He was asking that Yaakov now should keep the brachas. So the question is, why taka was Yitzchak maskim that Yaakov should keep the brachas? That the process starts off with Yecharad. First Yitzchak was all shook up, was frightened, what happened here? Like really, Yitzchak Avinu thought he was given the brachas Tesef. And later he finds out, no, he gave it to Yaakov, and now Esav is coming and asking him for one more bracha. But at the end of the pasuk it says, Gam Baruch Yiyah. So the question is, why was Yitzchak maskim? Why did he agree that the bracha should stay by Yaakov? So it could be like this thought also. True, that Yitzchak all along thought that Esav wasn't that bad. He thought that Esav, I can still help him out. The brachas, he should get brachas in order that with the brachas maybe he'll be master l'tayv. Maybe I'll be able to help him. But Lamaisa at the end, when he saw what happened, that Lamaisa Yaakov took the brachas, so Yitzchak understood that min hashemayim, that was the right thing to do. Even though Yaakov had to come to Ramois, had to come and like fool his father to take away those brachas, but where Yehuda Chosid says, now that also was mutter. Now Yaakov also, Yitzchak also knew this. Just all along, Yitzchak didn't realize how bad Esav was. But now when he heard, he understood that Lamaisim and Hashemayim, they let the brachas go to Yaakov. Now he understood who Esav really was, and he understood that that Yaakov really had a right to do this ramois, to do this trickery, in order to get the brachas away from Esav. That the Yehuda Chosid is saying here now that a tzaddik has a right to make ramois trickery to get away a davar tov from a rasha. Then the pasuk before Sheni, it says that Ekev Asher Shoma Avraham Bekoili Vayishmor Mishmati Mitzvoisoi Chukoisai Vesarvosai. That Avraham Avinu kept the Torah. The Chazal Dashim from here that he even kept Erev Tavshilin. Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kolot Torah Kula. Even all the dinim of the Rabbanans also Avraham Avinu kept. And this the Ramban talks about it here, that the obvious were Mekayim the Kolot Torah Kula. So here the Ramban asks the famous question, if so, how was Yaakov mutter to marry two sisters? And he says the Pshat is, they only kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutz Laretz not. Therefore, when Yaakov was living with Rachel and Leah, he was in Chutz Laretz. But then Echnami, when Yaakov Avinu came back into Eretz Yisrael, that's when it was made to lie Rachel, that's why Rachel died right away. But Akopon of the Kasha Samachrein asked the Chedush Yerim asked the question. Like we know, there's Alocha that a Ben Noyach, if he shav asan Shabbos, he's chayiv misa. A guy is not allowed to rest on Shabbos. If he rests like the Shem Mitzvah Shabbos, he's chayiv misa. So the question that there are some Rishonim that learn in the Gemara Tzashayla that the Yavis still had Alocha of Ben Noyach. The Yavis, even Avram Avinu, had Alocha like a Ben Noyach. They first got Alocha of Klai Yisrael b'shas Matan Torah. But before that, there was a loch only of Bnei Noach. So the question is then, if Avraham Avinu has a loch of a Bnei Noach, so how was he able to be a Shemesh Shabbos? Here it says he kept Kol Torah Kula. The loch is if you're a Bnei Noach, that Shemesh Shabbos is Chayiv Misa. So the Chush Yerim wants to answer that the Pshat is that Avraham Avinu walked out with tzitzis on Shabbos. He wore tzitzis. Now the loch is like this. The beged itself, of course, you're allowed to wear on Shabbos. It's like any other clothing. You're allowed to wear clothing on Shabbos. But the strings, the tzitzis itself, that's really a masui. That's not really part of the beged.
Just if it's being done l'shem mitzvah, if you're mechuyev and mitzvah sitzes, and you're doing a mitzvah, then the mitzvah makes it that the strings are bottled to the beged. But if you're not doing a mitzvah with the strings, or let's say the mashal, if the strings become puzzle on Shabbos, you're missing two or three strings, so the halacha is you're not allowed to wear that beged out on Shabbos, because the rest of the strings, since there's no mitzvah with it anymore, it's not bottled to the beged. It's called like a mask. It's called like you're carrying out on Shabbos. So therefore, Avraham Avinu was like this. If Avraham Avinu had a locha like a Ben Yisrael already, that he was mechuyev mitzvahs, so when he wore his tzitzis out on Shabbos, he wasn't being mechal Shabbos, because since he was mechuyev and mitzvah tzitzis, then it's called like part of the beged, so it was okay. But the only question is, on the tzad that Avraham Avinu had a locha like a Ben Noach, he wasn't mechuyev in the mitzvahs. So if he wasn't mechuyev in the mitzvahs, it comes out that this tzitzis now, the strings, was not bottled to the beged. It's not, he wasn't mechuyev in this mitzvah. So if so, it's said like he's carrying out on Shabbos. So that's how Mamonashok, Avraham Avinu, walked out on Shabbos. That if he has a loch like Yisroel, he was a shomer Shabbos. If he has a loch like a Ben Noach, then he wasn't a shomer Shabbos. Then the pasuk says after Shlishi that Vayigdal Hoish Vayelech Holoch Vegodol Akigodom Yoid, that Yitzchak was coming very strong, very big, very powerful. Vayihiloi Mikne Tzoin, he had cattle of Tzoin, or Mikne Boker, and a special cattle of Boker, of axes. Vayavudu Rabbi and Alat, they kind of was the Plishtim. The Plishtim were Makana, were jealous of them. But the question is, why does the pasuk have to say the word Mikne twice? It just should have said, "Vehiloi miknet soin u boker." What does it have to say, "Vehiloi miknet soin u mikne boker"? Because if to say he separated them and had them in two different categories, like in soin, there are a lot of different type of sheep. There's lamb, there's ayol, there's kvosim. They're all type of soin. Sakam by soin it puts it all together, but by boker it keeps it separately. What does he have to say the word miknet twice here? So the Meshech Chokhmah once answers very good, the way the Rambam brings down Hilchos Ma'aser, that Yitzchak Avinu was Masakan to take off Ma'aser Behema. And the law is, when you take off Ma'aser Behema, that's when you have your new Behemas growing, so giving birth. So if you have 10 of them, the 10th one is Ma'aser Behema. Now the law of Ma'aser Behema is you can't take off from a Tzoyin for a Baka, or a Baka for a Tzoyin. They're called two different categories. But in the parasha of Tzoyin, a keves and an ayil, they're the same men. You could take off Ma'aser Behema one for the other. So therefore, the pasuk is emphasizing now, as if they said, like he kept two separate miknes here, two separate groups, because what grew from what gave birth from the Tzoyin, he had to give Ma'aser Behema by itself. And what grew from the Bokar, he had to take off Ma'aser Behema from itself also. Now then, in the parashas of the brochus and Perek Chav Zayin says, "Vayi ki zoken Yitzchok v'tichyenu einov mirois v'yikru esayso b'nei agodol v'yemilo b'ni v'yemilo v'neni." It says that Yitzchok was getting older already, and his eyes he couldn't see so well. So now he figured he wanted to give a brocha to his son Esav. So the question is, like in Farshim speak, why did Yitzchok really want to give the brocha to Esav over Yaakov? Like even though true Yitzchok loved Esav, but of course, the Chori also realized that Yaakov was a bigot tzaddik. Yaakov was Yosef Aholim. Yaakov was learning Torah the whole time. So how come Yitzchak wanted to give the brachas v'davka teizov over Yaakov? And Pashut, you learn Pshat. I saw the Rishonim even say like this. That or Chaim also says like this. That Yitzchak figured that Esav needs help. Esav is maybe not doing as great as Yaakov is, but because he had his typhus, he had Yetzirah bothering him. He had a big Yetzirah. But he figured, though, with the brachas, if I'd be help him along, if I give him siyua, that would help him fight as the Yetzirah, he could win over. Whereas Yaakov won over the Yetzirah already. So Yaakov didn't need that much siyua from the brachas. That's why Yitzchak Badatko wanted to work with Esav to give him the brachas, as if to be Mesak and Esav. But the Rechaim says, like later on in the Pashas brought down that Yaakov did Iksas Chet, when he didn't let Esav see Dina. Because if he would have let Esav marry Dina, see Dina, maybe he would have been a machzal atayv. The mashmi was supposed to work with Esav. So yeah, Yitzchak wanted to work with Esav. That's why Yitzchak wanted to give the brachas v'dafka to Esav. Other mafarshim I saw say that the pshat is that the one mitzvah that Esav had was the mitzvah kibbut avein. So because of his mitzvah kibbut avein, that was a schus for him that first of all Yitzchak was not able to see all the bad that he did. And therefore, Yitzchak wanted to work with Esav, because of the kiyum of the mitzvah of kibud avim that he had. And because of this, some want to say very good that when Rivka heard what happened, so Rivka told Yaakov, you go and get the brachas. So it says that Yaakov said back to Rivka, how can I go? The pasuk says, Ula yimusheni yovi, maybe my father will feel me. For I'll be like a fool in front of him, like I'm fooling him. For they say like klola b'lei bracha, won't even bring a curse upon me, not even a bracha. So the mother answered back and said, don't worry, upon me the curse will go. Ach, but rather, shema b'keili v'lech kachli, just listen to my voice and go, and it ends off, kachli, take it for me. What's the emphasis here of kachli? What's the extra word here, take it for me? Like lafuke what? So some of Farshim want to say like this, that Rivka knew that the schus of Esav was because he had the mitzvah kibud avim. That's why he was going to get the brachas. So Rivka wanted to make it now that Yaakov should do a mysterious nefesh in the mitzvot kibud avim, and then he'll like win over Esav, he'll be able to get the brachas. So that's why now Rivka told Yaakov, true, there's a sakon involved here, that maybe your father will catch you and he'll give you a klola. But don't worry about that. Just kachli, go and take for me now, do this kibud avim. Go bring me this, and the schus that you're going to do this mitzvah for me, that will be a schus that you'll be able to receive the brachas. And Lemaisa, one of the reasons why Yaakov agreed to do this, because the mashma from the Farshim, that Yaakov also saw Minashemayim was the right thing to do, like we spoke about before, and there were Malachim Kesed helping him out. So Yaakov saw this was the right thing to do to get the brachas. And Lemaisa, that's what happened, that the brachas taka went to Yaakov. Now the question is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wanted the brachas to go to Yaakov, so how come he had to make it that first it went through looking, going towards Esav, and then it ended up by Yaakov? So the Mefarshim want to say that if the brachas would have went straight to Yaakov, it could be that then that Yitzchak would have not given him the brachas of Olam Hazeh, he would have given him the brachas only of Ruchnius, of Olam Habo, because that's what a tzaddik needs. But he wouldn't have given him the brachas of Yitin L'chom Etal HaShemayim, the Olam Hazeh. So that's why it had to be that first Yitzchak thought he was giving these brachas to Esav. Esav knew he needed the Olam Hazeh. In order to be Mechazik him, to help him along, he needs Olam Hazeh. He has to have a good life. So that's why Hashem B'davka made it that the brachas should go like through Esav, as if to say that Olam Hazeh, to have an enjoyable life, a tzaddik also needs. He could do more mitzvahs that way. That's the rotzon of Hashem. Hashem likes it when tzaddik can have a good life. True, sometimes they don't. Sometimes their avodah is not to have it. But if they do have it, it's something that Hashem likes about it. It's something that Hashem wants to do toif to people. That's why Hashem wanted even the brachas of Olam Hazeh should also go to the tzaddikim. Secondly, they say that if the brachas would have went straight to Yaakov, it could be then that only a tzaddik like Yaakov would receive the brachas. You have to be a tremendous madrega like Yaakov Avinu. Then you would be able to receive the brachas. But somebody that's not like Yaakov Avinu, maybe you wouldn't be able to receive the brachas. So that's why the brachas like went in the dark even to a person like Esav. The way Yitzchak thought Esav was. Yitzchak didn't really, he was a Rosh Hagamah. Yitzchak thought he was a mediocre. He needed a little help. So the brachas went to even such a person like that. Therefore, the brachas could be chal on roiv of Klal Yisrael. But it's interesting that before Yitzchak gave the brachas, first he asked him to give him some good food to eat. So first you learn that the laklal is that the shechina is only shruya. But toich hasimcha, a person has to be v'simchas hanefesh. When a person is happy in a good mood, that's when the shechina comes upon you. See, to give a brachas like hamshokas, like hashpo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want the Shechina to be here, to be maskim, to help along with this bracha, so Yitzchak wanted to put himself in a matzav of simcha, to first have food, in order to be in the matzav, to be able to give out the brachas. Other pshatim to bring down, we know it's always brought down, that when a tzaddik, a talmid chacham, eats, his suda is like a korban. The achila of a tzaddik is like a korban. And the pshat is that a korban is something that's makarav, brings us closer to Hashem. When a tzaddik eats food, like he realizes, who gave him this food? Where does the food come from? He realizes clearly it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he has a tremendous amount of HaKadosh HaTov back to Hashem because of the food that he just ate. So therefore that's Mekarvim, that like makes him close to Hashem. So that's what Yitzchak was doing here also. Before he gave the brachas, like he first wanted to have enjoyment of Olam Hazeh. And Mela, he'll be makir, will thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. And that will make him close to Hashem. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the way somebody is makir toiv, appreciates so much the toiv that Hashem gives you, it only makes Hashem want to give more and more and more brachas back to you. So that's the way Yitzchak got this hashpo of giving a bracha. The fact first he was makir himself to Hashem by appreciating even the eichel, the food that Hashem gives. And merely Rashi brings down a medrash to on the first bracha that it says that Yaakov, that Yitzchak gave Yaakov. It says in the after Shishi, "V'yitein lecho helokim mital hashemayim u'mishmani yoritz v'roiv dogam v'sirosh." So Rashi brings down what's the v'yitein. He brings down from the medrash that says v'yitein means yitein v'yachzav yitein. Hashem will give and will give then again a second time. Like Pasha, the Medrash is Madaik from the extra Vav, it says V'yitin. It just should have said Yitin L'cho Elokim. What's the V'yitin, the extra Vav? Like a Vav Moisif? It's if they said that Hashem will give us once, and then He'll give us a second time. So the question is, like, what do you have to have a Yitin V'yachzav Yitin? What, Hashem is stingy? Hashem can't give a bracha at one shot. He can't give us enough for a long time. Mashma, we have to keep on coming back to Hashem. Yitin V'yachzav Yitin. So some of us learned Poshid that that's the way we're Makarav to Hashem. The more somebody gives you, the more you like him. If somebody gives you something just once, okay, you appreciate it then, but then you forget about him. You don't know about him anymore. Hashem doesn't want it. Hashem wants us Kesedah to be close to him. So that's why Hashem Kesedah gives us and gives us and gives us. But another pshat could be, and like this, Mepharshim said, that's by the Nochash. It's brought down that by the Nochash he had a klolo. The klolo of the Nochash was that al ofa teichol. He'll eat dirt. So kasher is, what's so bad about that? Wherever he goes, he's going to have food to eat. He'll always have dirt. The Torah says that that's called, you're thrown away from Hashem. You're not like receiving it from Hashem. You have everything you need for the rest of your life. That's a terrible klola. A Jew has to always realize that he's coming on to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a yitain v'yachzav yitain. Hashem is always giving us and again giving us. But another pshat could be like we just said, the pshat is that Hashem first gives us a taiva. Hashem gives us a bracha. Now if a Jew takes it in the right mood, and he feels happy, he's like makat taiva, he wants to thank Hashem for the bracha he gave him, so that only makes Hashem the yachzav yitain to give you again. That's the way there's amshacha brachas, it goes on and on and onwards. That it's like a cycle. Hashem gives us, if we appreciate it, Hashem gives us more. That's the way it goes. Keseida, that's the side of an emissar bracha. Now, before in Pasuk Chav Beis, it says that Vayigash Yaakov al Yitzchak Aviv Vayamusheyu, we felt him. Vayomer, and he said, Hakil Kil Yaakov Hayodai Midei Yosef. That Yitzchak said, the voice sounds like Yaakov, but Hayodaiim, the Yodaiim Hayodai Yosef, you feel like Yosef. So the famous Medrash brought down of this Pasuk that says that Bizman Sheyesh Kil Bebeis Medrash, Bebeis Knesses, is ain hayadayim de Yosef. In other words, when Klal Yisrael is davening good, learning good, then Yosef will not have shlita. Then there won't be hayadayim de Yosef. But bizman that there's no kol in the Beis Medrash, bizman that Klal Yisrael is not davening good, bizman Klal Yisrael is not learning good, then will be hayadayim de Yosef. Then Yosef will be gover. Like it says at the beginning of the pasuk, or at the beginning of the parasha. Ulaim, when it says what they told it, that Vayomer Hashem lo shnei goyim bevitneich u'shnei lumim meyayich yiparedu ulaim milam yemotz, that one will be stronger than the other. Bizman Yaakov is strong, Esav is weak. Bizman Yaakov is weak, Esav is strong. So here also the Medrash is saying that that's the pshat this pasuk of Akel Kol Yaakov Yadayim Midei Yosef. But the question that yes on the Medrash is, the Pasuk occurs that mashma like this. The Pasuk says both of them. The Pasuk says clearly, HaKil Kil Yaakov HaYadayim Midei Yosef. Mashma at the same time, when there'll be a Kil of Yaakov, there'll also be a Yadayim of Yosef. So how come the Medrash Dashan, this man we have one, we won't have the other? So the Vilna Gaon once answer and says, if you medayik in the Lashon, it says, HaKil Kil Yaakov. The first Kil is a Chaser. It's not written Kuf. Vav Lamed, like the second one is, but the first one is only written Kuf Lamed. It's a chaser. It's missing the Vav. So he reads like this: Hakol Kol Yaakov. That means Bizman Kol is without the Vav is like Kal. It's like weak. In other words, when the voice of Yaakov is weak, then it'll be Vayadayim Midei Yosef. But then Echanami, for that's a diuk that Bizman will be a complete a good Kol of Yaakov, then it would not be Yadayim Midei Yosef. But the pshat from the Medrash is because the pasuk is chaser. The curl is missing the vav. It's just hakurl. Like you can read it hakal kurl Yaakov. When the voice of Yaakov is kal, then there'll be a yidei Esav. I'm much afraid of Hashem. That's why I didn't want to mention Hashem's name. And the same thing with the curl called Yaakov yadayim the Esav. Even though his voice sounded like Yaakov, the same thing you have to say with two shittas. Yaakov used to talk kindly and nicely, and Esav, maybe he thought that his shita was to talk rough. That was Esav's shita, doing avodas Hashem, to to be a little bit rough. So that's why, again, Yaakov Yitzchak could have still thought Esav was a tzaddik.
And one of the Shmuzim, the Chaim Shmulevitz Tzah, brings down that the Medrash, on this pasuk, the Medrash Rabbi says that on Kihikra Hashem Lekecha Lefonai, that Yaakov answered back Yitzchak, Hashem help me, everything was prepared. So the Medrash says that the Yechidim Resh Lakish, Chadoma once says like this, that Yaakov answered back, in the Korban Cho Hamtzi Lecha Kodesh Baruch Hu, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu let you Yitzchak, like by the Kedah, he prepared another aisle that you, that Avram was able to bring for Korban, is Lemacho Cholachas Kama Vakama. In order for you to have food to eat, isn't it for sure that Hashem prepares it for you? And the other one says, in the Zavukcha Hamtzilcha, if Hashem prepared a Shidduch for you, your wife, Tichsiv, Hakrin Olafone Hayoim, that Hashem prepared that Rivka should be for you, is Lemacho Cholachas Kama Vakama. Isn't it for sure that Hashem prepares you your food? In other words, Yaakov was answering back the tremendous bitochin, the trust that you have in Hashem, as if not to worry about anything. The same way Hashem gives us a Shidduch, the same way Hashem gave you the aisle to bring by the Akedah, who adin Hashem is the one that's always giving us the panos of the food, like not to worry where the food comes from. Like how bitochin it comes from Hashem. Then Pasuk Chav Zayin says, Vayigash, Vayishak loy, and Yitzchak kissed him, Vayorach asrech begodah, Vayavarcheyu. He smelled the smell of the clothing, and he gave him a bracha, Vayomer, Rereach b'ni kereach, Sodeh asheberchay Hashem. That the smell is very good. So Rashi asks the kasha that haloy ein reach ra yosim mishet avizim. The worst smell could be is from the clothing that it was wearing, from the goat clothes, goat skin. Elamalamet shenichnos seima reach gan eden. That Yitzchak now smelled the smell of gan eden. And again it says kereach hasode. So Rashi says also zeh sedei tapuchim. This is the Gemara in Tainis, the Dashins. He smelled Gan Eden, and he smelled the fields of Tapuchim of apples. And Mekitza, the Mashkiach, explains this. Like really, the Chazal that says Eliyahu HaNavi was looking at somebody, and somebody saw in the veil and closed his nose like it smelled bad. Eliyahu said, "What's so bad? His teeth is white." And then Eliyahu passed by somebody that was a big Rosha doing a lot of Averis, and such a person Eliyahu closed his nose. As if to say, Ruchnius, the smell of Ruchnius is worse. If a person's a tzaddik, the smell is tremendously good. If the person's a rasha, the smell is tremendously bad. So here also, when Yitzchak smelled Yaakov, the smell coming out from Yaakov was like an Eidah, means the smell of a tzaddik is tremendously good. It's a Ruchnius, the type of a smell that a tzaddik could smell when another person is a tzaddik doing mitzvahs or kosher or yid. Now, in the actual brachas itself by Yaakov, the first bracha, it says, "Avitin lechoy lekim mital hashemayim u'mishmani yoritz." The first it says mital hashemayim and then mishmani yoritz. As if to say, by yid, the main thing has to do be the ruchnius that is working to receive the shemayim, and the olam hazeh, the gashmis, is a siyua. It's an ezer. It has to help you. You need it in order to have an easy life to do mitzvahs. But it's only an ezer. It's only helping us that we should be able to do mainly the mitzvahs to be Isaac in Shemayim. However, by Yaakov it says just the opposite. It says by Yaakov, "Mishmani yoretz, yil meshevecha, mitala Shemayim eyal," that the ikar of the goyim is the olam hazeh, the life here in this world. Then after, when Yitzchak found out what happened, that Yaakov took the brocha, and now Esau was coming in, the pasuk says, "Vayecharad Yitzchak harod gedoylo," and Yitzchak trembled very much. Ad miyoid v'yem miyafoy hu at saw that side v'yaveli v'chol b'terem tovoy v'arvacheyu gam baruchiyah. Like we spoke about before, first Yitzchak was shocked what happened, and then at the end he said though baruchiyah, like he was masking the vices min hashemayim. The brachas was supposed to go to Yaakov, and he was masking for this. But at the beginning, when it says v'yecharad Yitzchak harod gedoylo, so the Medrash brings down that the harod gedoylo, there's two harodis that Yitzchak was afraid, trembled twice. Once b'shas he was naked agav yamizbech. Once b'shas that Avraham Avinu's father brought him for a korban agav yamizbech. And once b'shas now when Esav brought in front of him the matamim. So Medrash says, which one was a greater harodo? So it says, "Keshuvay mit kamen." It says over here, "V'yecharad Yitzchak harod gedoyla ad miyoid heviyay mezu gedoyla." Comes out that Yitzchak trembled more now when he heard what happened with Yaakov and Esav with the brachas than he trembled at the time of the Akedah.
So Pshat, what's the Pshat? How come the Churba, the Akedah, is a bigger reason to tremble than it is right now just on giving the brochas to Yaakov instead of giving it to Esav? And the Sefer Tam Vadas, he wants to explain like this, that the first mysterious nefesh by the Akedah, that's okay. Yitzchak can understand this, that there's an Indian for mysterious nefesh, a Jew has to give up his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKiddush Hashem, that's what Hashem wants, we have to do it. That's one type of a mysterious nefesh. It's a charoda, but we can understand it. But here, by Yaakov and Esav, like we said, the pasuk ends off Baruch Yir. In other words, now Yitzchak realized that Yaakov really was supposed to receive the bracha. And he was asking, he agreed to it. So he felt bad now for Yaakov. He saw the way Yaakov has to go through life, that sometimes there was a ramois, that when you're handling with the goyim, with the bad people, you have to fool them sometimes in order to get out the good. So that's a terrible charoda, to realize now that Yaakov is going to have to go through such a life like this. That's like a big sakono, and that's something really to be afraid about. And this is like a real charoda, because we know that Yaakov's Avinu Midr is Emes. And we always say, Titein Emes Li Yaakov, the truth goes to Yaakov. So the question is, throughout the parashas we see the most trickery, like you would think the opposite of truth, happened with Yaakov Avinu. The brochus now, the mechira of the Bechira, the whole life through living with Lavan, it's all like trickery. And here he is the Titein Emes Li Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu is the Midr of Emes. And the pshat always is that Hashem gives you nisoyin, Hashem tests you in your midah. If your midah is emes, so Hashem gives you tests to see if it can really be emid with the real midah of emes. And what we see from these parshas are that the real midah of emes is not just on what we see to be the truth. Emes means what the rotten of Hashem is. If that's the will of Hashem, if that's what Hashem wants, that's called emes. Of course, you have to be a tremendous tzaddik to know exactly what Hashem wants. We have no right, Stam, to say a sheker. It's not very to say a sheker, to say a lie. Only in certain cases where the tzorach of Hashem is to do this way, do you have a right to do it. So this taka Yitzchak now had a charod gedol ad miyoy. This is a very hard thing to be oimid, to know that you have to do the emes, and if you have sometimes goyim doing the opposite for you, in order to get over them, win over them, have power over them, certain times you have to do it through ramois. We spoke about before from Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, that if you see a Sefer Torah or Tefillin, B'yad HaRosho, you're allowed to do all type of Ramois to get it away from him. So certain times, if that's the Rotzon of Hashem, we're allowed to do it. But I call upon him exactly to know when we are allowed to, when we're not allowed to. This is really something to have a Charod G'dolo Ad Miyoid. Then by the end of the parsha it says, the end of this parak it says that the pasuk mem vov that vatoymer rifkel Yitzchok katzti bechayim ibnei bnei chayis yemakech Yaakov ishim ibnei chayis chayla ibnei soras lomoli chayim, that Rivka said over katzti, I can't take, it's disgusting to me in the eyes of the people around here that Yaakov should not take a wife from the people around here. So the question is, how come Rivka didn't just tell Yaakov directly, do me a favor and take a wife from my mishpacha, they're more ruya, and don't take from the people around here? So we spoke out once before that that's the lochatak in Yerodea like that, that an Adam is not allowed to be moicha his son to tell him what type of a wife to take. If a son wants to take a wife and the father doesn't want him to, the son does not have to listen to his father. And the Gro explains it, because kivud avim means hainel tzorcha yav. You have a mitzvah mekaved your father to do things for his sake, lachiloi, to give him teeth, lashkeyo, to give him to drink. But you're not mechuyiv, though, to do different for yourself because of him. Does your father want you a toiva for yourself, that you have right to say, no, I want to do what I want. And there you don't have to listen to your father. However, in the Shas HaTshuvos, Meshuv Dovrit brings down that let's say the parents tell the son, not just Dan, we don't want you to marry her, but it's a big bizoyin, it's a terrible thing for us, we'll be hurt from it, it's a bizoyin, it's something that night, it'll be a pekam mishpacha, then the son has to listen to the parents, then the son does not have the right to ruin it for the parents, to make a bizoyin, to make a pekam, to do something to harm the parents. So that's very good what Rivka did over here. Rivka did not just go and tell Yaakov, take a wife from my mishpacha. Because if Yaakov wouldn't want to, he would not listen to his mother. But rather his mother said, katzdi b'chayai, you should know they're disgusting for me, it's going to bother me, it's going to be a tremendous bizoyin for me. I'm going to feel terrible from it. So if that's the way you're going to feel, then Taki Yaakov would have to listen to his mother. So that's the way his mother told him which shidduch to go and take. Now, just a little bit before about the Indian, that it says again that when Esav came back and saw that Yaakov really took the brachas, so it says that Esav gave out a cry, and he cried very hard and asked his father, isn't there at least one more bracha left over for me? And that's what happened to Maisa, even though his father Yitzchak said he gave away all the brachas already, but since Maisa Esav is so stark and so strong, so therefore Yitzchak gave him at least a bracha. So from here we learn out that Madach, like for the Rosh Esav, since he cried and he asked with all his heart, really, please give me one more bracha, Allah has come up for sure, be like a Jew like that. And if a Jew feels bad and he cries out and davens to Hashem b'chol leiv, he really means what he's saying. That's the avtocha that Abba HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him, and he'll only see brachas because of that. Then at the end of the parashah, Parashas Perek Chav Ches, it says that Vayikra Yitzchok El Yaakov Vayivorech Oisoi Vayitzaveyu Vayomelo Lesikach Ishim Mebnei Kenan. They say the word that Yitzchok called back Yaakov, and now first it says he gave him a bracha, like he spoke nice to him, and then he gave him this commandment to telling him when you find the shidduch, Loisikach Ishim Mebnei Kenan. So first Yitzchok gave him a bracha, and then he told him about the shidduch, he told him exactly who to marry. And he didn't say Badavka who to take, because he wasn't sure from his own mishpacha there, from Mibes Besur, they would give a shidduch there. So he just said, don't take from the mishpacha, from Ishim of Liz Canaan. And the Chofetz Chaim Zatzal is medayek from here, that the way a chinuch, the way parents are supposed to act with their children, is lavdavka, you have to be harsh and hard with them, and always be very strict with them. But the pshat is that first you have to be mekar of them, you have to act nice to them. You have to talk to them in a nice lashon, that they should like you. And that's the way they'll accept to be mekabel what you have to tell them. Like here we see Yitzchok, the first thing when he told his son Yaakov to find the shidduch, he didn't go straight to give him a tzivui, a straight direct lashon how to do it, but rather first he gave him a brocha. First he was mekar of him, he gave him a brocha and told him that he should feel happy with him and good with him. And then he told him what he wanted. There's a tremendous limud in derech hachinuch, is the openness from the car of the children to be nice to them, and male then will listen to you. That's the way you get points across. Then in Posik Ketes it says that Vayikach es Mochlas Bas Yishmael. It says that Esav took Mochlas Bas Yishmael. And the Medrash Rabbit says on this, Mochlas is the Pshat She Mocholoi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Avon Esav. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Esav and all his Averis. That's called Mochlas, that she was a Siba, why Yisrael should have a Mechila Gemura. And the Pshat is vice versa, that he married L'Shem Shemayim, because he saw the way his father did not like to take wives from Bnei Kenan, the way he told Yaakov, don't take from Bnei Kenan. So therefore now also Esav wanted to marry Mochlas, that was not from Bnei Kenan, but rather from Bas Yishmael. So Yitzchak married L'Shem Shemayim. And we know that's always the Yisoy, the Chazal always say, that if you marry your wife L'Shem Shemayim, it's the Moichon L'Akol of an Oisof. So it comes out, we see from here how choshev it is, B'yayim Chasanosa, the day of Yichasana, that Maduch, this Rosh Oisof, when he married his wife L'Shem Shemayim, at that day at least he had a Mechila and all his Averis, For sure, regular Jew, when he has chasna, the day of the chasna is a tremendous simcha. It's like a day that Kodesh Baruch Hu is mechel kol avon oisav. It's like your mom is starting over a new life, yadav chodesh b'chaim, and you have to hop around and take advantage and really feel like you're starting over again. We should take a bizaycha that Hashem taka should really give us a mechila shleima on the yom chasanosai. All right, we'll stop here.